More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Juliland.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who loves to be a pet sitter of all animals, Mr. Richard Avery.
You know why I love to be a pet sitter? Because I live in the penthouse, and that's where I keep my pets.
Oh, you're good at this game.
I'm prepared.
You're prepared.
Yeah, I'm prepared. And in this penthouse, it has a nice view.
Yes.
It has a hot tub.
You moved on up.
Exactly.
To the east side.
Pretty much.
So, in case you guys, haven't heard, we're doing a little thing in March. It's called Getting to Know. So we're bringing on girls. We're trying a little bit different interview style. We're going to get to know different people and, specifically probably porn girls, cause that's what we do. So today we are going to get to know Penthouse Pet of the Year, Layla Sin.
Wow. Hello.
So let's before we start off too far, I have to give Layla, I've been working with Layla for about a year now, and I have to give her huge credit for coming out and doing the show. She's a trooper. She's feeling a little under the weather.
Yes,
so if
I
the
am.
Sexy voice sounds a little deeper, you know, yeah. that's why, or any coughing. So you're a huge trooper. And I have to say that I have seen this time and time again. On set, the things that you deal with, the things that you put up with, you are always professional. So I have to say, I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And I hope that my voice is a little sexier than normal. But this is not my voice, guys. But I hope it's a little bit sexier.
Sounds good.
Sound more clear.
Yeah, no, it sounds good. It sounds good.
You're fine. So, cool. So Layla, why don't you start off with, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from Israel. I came to the United States 12 years ago. And my way, as soon as I came here, I started doing beauty pageants. I went to school for nursing, and I graduated with a bachelor's degree.
In nursing?
In nursing, yes.
Love smart girls.
So I have a little bit of a brain there. Then people told me that they want to see me more acting, more modeling. So then I start model. Shortly after I start modeling, I start taking my clothes off. I felt very comfortable doing this. Since I remember myself, I'm a very, very sexual girl. So right after that, I'm doing some college videos. I felt very good doing that. Actually, don't do that, boys.
So how long were you in before you were in the industry, before you were approached by Penthouse?
I think it was 6 months.
Oh, so you were still pretty new.
Yes, I was very, very new.
And how many scenes do you think you've done?
With Penthouse?
Oh, no, before Penthouse.
I think I've my 6 months, probably about 15, 20.
Okay, so you're still new. It wasn't like you were working 100 scenes.
No,
So now, how did you end up getting involved with Penthouse? How did they find you? How did you approach them? Did they just find you?
Well, I had an agent back in the day, and they told me that Penthouse is interested in shooting me for pictures, just to see how I look on camera. And I went there, I was very excited because Penthouse has a huge name for years now. And it's all about pretty girls. They care about the way the woman look, which I think is very, very important to me. So then I was very excited. I went there, took some pictures, got approached by some people there, gave me a lot of compliments. Then a week later, I shot my first boy-girl scene with them.
Oh, so you jumped from photos straight into...
Yeah.
And who was the director that directed you first for Penthouse?
He's not there anymore. His name was Gary? I don't remember. Oh my God. Yeah, he's not working for Penthouse anymore.
So a lot of times I get asked the question a lot of, how do I become a Penthouse pet? How do I become a Penthouse pet? Usually Penthouse approaches the girls. Sometimes girls come to them and say, I'm interested in this, but it's usually they approach you and you're the same story of, let's do a photo shoot.
Yes.
They don't say, you're going to be a pet. They say, let's do a photo shoot.
Yes. It's always about the way you look on camera. it's not just about that. It's about the personality too. They want girls that are able to speak, to sound normal, and they don't want drugs. They want a girl that it will be very, very professional. Mm-hmm. But again, it's the way you look. If you don't look good enough, that is more classy, more, you know, like a pretty girl, then I don't think you will make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm very honest.
Penthouse is now, I believe we are now the 51st year, but they just celebrated their 50th anniversary. So there's there's multiple hundred pets that have happened.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, I don't know how Bob Guccione, for the people who don't know, Bob Guccione was the creator of Penthouse. I don't know how they started in the very early days, but you're in the very elite club that there is 50 or less Penthouse Pet of the Year.
50 years, yeah.
And how how did you feel when you were approached as pet, but then as Pet of the Year? How did that feel to be approached as that?
I feel very good. I'll tell you something about myself. I'm very, very down to earth. Mm-hmm. So for me, I don't see it like that. I see it as just, okay, I represent a really good company. Mm-hmm. I don't have that huge ego. Mm-hmm. I know I'm working very hard. I know I can deliver. Okay, I like myself inside. I know what I'm worth. Mm-hmm. You know, so this is why I'm not really be like, oh my God, I feel amazing. No, it's about being a really hard working person at the end of the day.
Keeping perspective, right?
Yeah.
Keeping perspective on life and
yes.
how important this
yes.
is not everything to you. Because a lot of girls get caught up and they think this is everything. And it's not
well,
everything.
Well, it is right now. It is everything to me. Like in terms of my dedication. Mm-hmm. Penthouse is my number one.
Yeah, but I'm saying everything in life. I'm talking about like the big picture of life. You
yes.
got your health, your family, your life. You know, Penthouse is just one part of it. It's one chapter of your life that as you're going to live.
Yes, and I have a lot of different values mm. in my life that are very important to me. Family yeah. is also very important. But I must say, being a Penthouse Pet of the Year, there is no way for you to do other things.
Right.
This
no.
is your priority. This
exactly.
is your number one in terms of work, in terms of the way you look, in terms of working out, in
yeah.
terms of keeping this mentality like this. You want to look good. You want to come to set and you don't want to be like 200 pounds overweight. There's no, it's dedication. It's
yeah.
eating healthy.
You'd
every
still
day.
Look sexy, 200 pounds. BBW, they listen. Man. How you doing?
I'm fine. Burger.
I was gonna say, Layla.
I love burgers.
That
by
movie.
The, way.
The movie would be called Layla Does Cheeseburgers.
I love burgers.
Now, by the time this airs, because we do record in advance, this event will have gone over. But I just have to say, one of the reasons why you're amazing at what you do and such a trooper is. 2 days ago, we found out that we needed to have, and it was a last-minute thing, to have a pet be a spokesperson for Penthouse Spirits, the vodka,
yes.
the wines, at a liquor store. Mm. And so, of course, speaking with Kelly Holland, the first person we say, of course, is our Pet of the Year, because that's who,
right.
you know, you are a perfect spokesperson. So I called her up and texted her and said, what are you doing Saturday? Are you cool doing this? And yes, there was no, oh, okay, then and hemming and hoeing. It was yes. Even feeling a little under the weather, it was yes, I'm totally cool.
And I was
cool
so sick.
It.
And I am sick right now. But I was sicker before, 2 days ago.
Wow. So you're coming down. You're getting over this.
Yeah,
so
yeah. It's
but
getting
she's
better.
She's a trooper, and that's what's always been great about it, and it shows that dedication. And so that's what I always admire. Now, going back before all this, what was you had a first scene in porn. What was your first scene like?
You know, it was very good. I must say, it was a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
We shot this scene 3 hours.
Okay,
nonstop. Okay,
oh.
And I was back in the day. I did the first 6 months, which was the only 6 months. I did other boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I shot with other guys.
Because currently, you only work with one man, who is
yes.
Jay Smooth.
Yes, for the past 2 years.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He does a decent job.
Yeah, I like to when I perform, I like to make it passionate. Mm-hmm. I like the chemistry. You know, it's very, very important. And I find that with a lot of guys in the business, like, it's very difficult to have this, mm-hmm. Especially when you don't know them that well. Anyway, that was actually a really good scene. Even though it was many hours, I guess me and I shot with Anthony Rosano.
Oh, Anthony Rosano, yeah.
He's a nice guy.
I used to be on set with Anthony a lot. I haven't seen him much lately, but...
Yeah, I'm wondering why.
Anthony actually, for a long time, music became his passion. And so he was working on a band. And so he was working his way out of adult and trying to work more in the music stuff. And so I know he's still around, but no, he used to be a star performer. He's a great actor. He's a very funny guy.
Very down to earth. Yeah. Very cool. Very positive, quiet, not too loud, not too like conceited. And he just wanted to do a good scene. I wanted to do a good scene. We vibe very well. I'm very, very sexual person. It's in my blood. So I just let go. Mm-hmm. And even though I was very new in the business, I let go. I had a great scene.
Now,
honestly,
you used to work with other guys. Now you only work with Jay.
Yeah.
And so obviously you're very comfortable with him. Do you prefer boy-girl scenes with him, or do you prefer girl-girl scenes with whatever girl gets thrown at you?
It depends. For example, if I'm gonna do, I'm a person that like this. If I'm gonna do a boy-girl every day, for example, with Jay, I'm gonna get bored. I want a variety in my life. I love variety. For example, if I shoot porn and I don't travel that much, I want to travel. So it's all together. It's like this is why I'm doing what I do, because I like variety. Mm-hmm. I have to always change. I have to always keep excited, because this is my life. I just stay excited. If not, I'm just gonna die. And it's like being depressed, you know?
If I had to have sex with Jay Smooth all the time, I'd probably die being depressed as well. I love you. I love you, Jay. So out of...
He's a very, very good performer.
He is. He is a very good performer. I have seen you, most of the time I've seen you do girl-girl scenes.
Yes.
And I've seen you work with girls that are newer, and I've seen you work with pros. Do you have a preference? Do you have of the kind of girl you work with?
For me, I want a girl that I will be attracted to. Mm-hmm. I am bisexual, obviously. I like to see certain things that turns me on. Mm-hmm. Also, number one, in my opinion, though, is... I need her to be sexual. Mm-hmm. If she's not sexual and she just lay there, or she's pretending and doing those voices, I need help. You know, we don't have a dick to play around with. So it's all feeding off each other's energy. Mm-hmm. And for me, this is the most important. The sexuality is number one for me with a girl. I find that some new girls, they still very, very excited about this job, which is totally fine, because no matter what, any job that you're going to choose, it will be a certain time where you kind of getting the hang of it and it becomes like a routine. I find that a lot of new girls, they still so excited. They have this fire, and I feed off that. So the scene is amazing.
Do you have any favorite girls?
Favorite girls? Skin Diamond. My number one, Abigail Mack.
Never heard of her.
Wow.
We don't hear of anyone. I've been on set with them, and I don't even know them.
I love Skin.
She's great.
I've shot Skin at least a half a dozen times, and every time is just so much fun.
Yeah.
Do you love Foreskin too?
No, I just love Skin.
Sorry, I was there. I had to take it.
When we're done recording, I'll tell you a story of a shoot that I did with her that was just amazing.
Skin is amazing.
Like, amazing.
Like, what kind of shoot, though?
Like a shoot. Or just like, came over. We photo did shoot. Photo
Pictures.
Shoot.
Photo shoot.
Photo shoot. Wow. And then she basically, we got a little, had a few drinks and stuff and had some fun. And then Ash texts me. Ash Hollywood texts me, what are you doing? I said, I'm shooting Skin. And Ash is like,
Ash is crazy, too.
I know. And she's my best friend. So I said, Ash, I'm shooting Skin. She goes, oh, I'll be right over. And Ash came over and just fucked the shit out of her, and it was amazing. Great, one of the best videos I ever shot. One of the best videos I ever shot. Now, Skin is just like brings her A game every time.
Wow, very
Skin
nice.
Is definitely a different look for Penthouse. Yeah. You yes. know, a Penthouse has definitely a natural look. Usually, no tattoos. You know,
did she do Penthouse?
She did.
Yeah, oh. She was the runner-up
for Pen really? Of the Year. Yeah. Yeah, I don't pay attention. And so I found that to be quite adventurous. That's you know, for
I'm
for
glad Penthouse. They did that.
Yeah, yes. Definitely. And I mean, especially with the tattoos, the look, yeah. the shave head, taking away any ethnicity aspect of it whatsoever, yeah. just the look itself.
But she's
is.
But it, she's just beautiful.
She's
though.
Amazing.
She's
yeah,
just no, she's, beautiful, right? I mean,
she's a little cat. She's yeah, like oh, a yeah. little cat.
And I just love how I love what I love about her is I just not only that she's beautiful, but what I love about her as a person. We used to go out and get hamburgers together and hang out and stuff. And I just love her. Just she just has such a good little heart, a good little
yes.
soul. And what I like is that whenever we did anything, and I'll tell you other crazy stories, she just is always fun. Like there's just like this. It's like,
she's
hey, I want to hang out.
Back.
I get to, I'm gonna hang out with Skin today. It's like oh, I'm gonna have a. I know I'm gonna have a good time. Yeah. And there's no drama. There's no bullshit.
No drama. You know, no drama. Like, we are very similar in that.
Yeah.
No drama.
He
we
never
just
says
vibe
this
together.
About me. Yeah. He never. No,
I know
this about.
But
me.
I just I love her to death. I totally love her to death. She's one of the good ones. One
now
the
you mentioned ones. Abigail Mack as well.
Oh, I love her too.
Abigail.
Holy
shit. Yeah, no,
can I say shit
gorgeous.
On this?
Yeah. You can say what. Honestly, you can say whatever you want.
She
accepts shit.
Very few girls let me become more passive, if it makes sense. I'm always a dominant one. I'm always going to be the one who is like taking advantage of them in a nice way.
in
a nice
way.
They're going to be turned on.
You know what? I just you made me think like, yeah, God, I want you to do that. Like, I want a woman to do that. Take advantage of me in a nice way.
Oh, I take advantage all the time. I love it. And the thing is, Abigail Mack just surprised me. I feel it right now, by the way.
Oh my God, dirty girl over here.
In my sickness.
Exactly.
Yeah, but she's very, very good. Very good. And she loves this whispering in the ear and get me mentally. Mm-hmm. It's not just physical. Come on. I am operating on a way deeper level than my sexuality is way deeper level than just physicality and what boobs you have. I need this stimulation, mind stimulation. That's my thing.
Now, do you have a type of girl? Are you a tits girl, an ass girl, blondes, brunettes? Do you have
yes,
type?
I have something to stimulate me. Big boobs, natural.
No, I was just waiting for her to say two legs and two arms. I really like two legs and two arms. That's really hot.
Big, natural boobs.
So next time you see Alex Chance, feel free to just go up and just lay your head on their nice.
That's
pillows.
What I do. I, even when I'm in Vegas and I see just big boobs, I just grab them. Like, I'm sorry, I just want to lay my head there and just leave nice and kiss them and lick them.
Kind of who I'm thinking of, big natural nice boobs.
There's not as many of them out there.
There's not. It's all fake.
Yeah, a lot of fake.
Samantha's are nice and big and nice shaped. Samantha, I'm trying to think who else.
Angela White.
Angela White.
All natural girl.
All natural.
She's an Australian. She shoots primarily for herself, but she's...
And then there was
really
Amy
good.
Reed.
Yeah.
Famous for her boobs. They were perfect.
Yeah. No, it's a quiet time. Now it seems to be petite girls.
Yeah.
No boobs.
Yeah.
And asses. We're in the time period of everything is the ass. If
I know,
you don't have the ass, it's not...
And it bothers the shit out of me. I'm not an ass guy, so it always makes me mad.
It's okay.
You are an ass guy?
I'm not an ass guy at all.
So what are you, guy?
I like smarts. Brains.
Smart?
Brains.
Okay.
I like girls that are super, super smarter than me.
Yeah,
I like girls that are smart. Look, I've been shooting naked girls for a long time, so that doesn't phase me. It's like smarts. I like girls that are really, really... Like my girls in Julieland, you know, I have Ash, I have Audrey, Sovereign, and, you know, Nikki, and all these girls, and even I have Mo, and we're all smart. It's like smart people. I just like that better. It lasts longer.
I'm smart. I'm not dumb like this thing. Wow, thanks for throwing me off there.
So just gave you a compliment.
I don't take compliments well. So what are, and this we'll put both together, what are some of the upsides and what are some of the downsides of being in pornography?
Okay, upsides. You are free. I don't know. For me. I am very free. My sexuality is free. When I go to work, I let it go. I am a person, I'm going to be very, very honest right now. I'm a person that before porn, I watched porn myself every single day and masturbate every fucking day.
Did you buy that porn?
Did you pay for it?
She stole it.
Silence in the house. You know, no. I'm so sorry.
When's the last time you paid for porn?
Right now I do porn. I get paid.
I know, but when's the last time? When's the last time you paid for porn? Like never?
Okay. Wow! Right on the spot.
Holy
don't have
shit!
You don't have to answer it. It's okay.
I never did.
No, I know.
Most people I know
don't. Like I don't know.
Even sometimes on set, I watch it. Yeah. I watch how they film that, yeah. And it turns me on when I see a hot guy and stuff fucking. I love it. Turns me on.
I'm a visual junkie.
Me too.
I'm a voyeur.
I love watching.
I love watching. That's why I do what I do.
And it gives you some kind of power, you know, right? It's like,
it gives you a lot of,
like,
for me, it's
my show.
Yeah, what I like is when I have the power and if I showed you my girl scenes that I've shot, like it's, I just like the idea that I get to kind of tell them what I want and do this and don't do that and, you know, choke skin and spank skin and make her bad. She's a bad girl, you know, like I like to be able to have that control.
Yeah.
So upsides. So what are some of the downsides?
Besides this podcast.
Besides me forcing you to come out here and you feeling obligated.
Exactly. I'm very honest, okay? So I'm just going to say it. Downside, you get sometimes to deal with people that are not clean. Means they, I'm not saying it didn't happen to me that often, but it happened. When, for example, I come into set, of course we're getting tested, which is very, very important, and we cannot do it without, and I will never agree to do it without, okay? Without a test. But still, some girls are, I'm not saying, they just hygienic.
Yeah.
They, for example, can tell me, oh, you know, I just had an anal yesterday, last night, and I didn't take a shower. I'm like,
oh, no.
And it's 5 minutes before the scene. I'm like, okay, you can go and douche yourself right now. Mm-hmm. And I can be a bitch about it, but you know, come on, no surprises, but still.
No.
Sometimes you get surprises that you don't expect, even though with a specific girl that I'm not going to say who. She, obviously, something happened in the scene that wasn't expected. So, you know,
the look on your face, Mel.
Yeah,
I'm trying
and
to
it
think
was
if
pretty.
I was there.
No, you weren't. You weren't there. You weren't there. And it was horrible.
No, but I agree with you. I tell girls this all the time. Like, I don't even like my friends coming over after a scene unless they've showered. I like everybody to be clean. Like.
Just
be clean. Like, and if you're gonna have sex with somebody, clean up, be clean, everything inside and out, be clean.
Yes,
especially as you know, you get, it's just important. There's so
I did an enema before I came over. So what are some of the there's benefits, obviously. What is the biggest benefits? What have you gained most from being the pet of the year?
A new car.
What,
a new car?
Not a car I had before. But the most benefits I got, first of all, my dream. If you ask me 2 years ago, my dream was to travel the world and get paid for it and meet people and get new cultures and try new food. I did it all with Penthouse. Penthouse let me travel nonstop.
I just came
back from Australia.
Yeah, exactly, in January.
And I've been to Germany. And it's just nonstop. And then just came back from Australia. Then I'm going to Vegas.
2 days later.
Yeah.
Did you like Australia?
Yes, I love Australia. It was my second time within the 1 year.
Right.
It was good. The first time was better than the second time. But
where'd you go? What cities?
Perth. I went to Perth.
Have you been to Sydney at all?
No, not Sydney. Yeah. But Perth is a very, very good place.
Yeah, but it's not Sydney.
Yes.
Come to Sydney with me at the end of the year.
They actually wanted me to go to New Zealand. When I was in Perth, they say, next time you come to Australia, you are going to New Zealand for Penthouse Club. Yeah. So it will be cool.
Now, you're ending your reign as the pet of the year at some point in the relatively near future. Unfortunately, all good things must come to an end.
When do they announce the new one?
When they announce. There are certain things that are not disclosed. Okay. So Now, you've been a brand spokesperson for a year now. Is there anything in the last month that you're hoping that they'll have you do? Do you want to perform more? Do you want a last trip somewhere? Is there?
Yeah, I would love to travel with the company still. You know, I like to meet people. I like represent the company. I think I'm a great spokesperson. I love the company, and to be a great spokesperson is you really have to love what you do. You really have to love what you represent, and it's gonna sell. So.
Have you, and this is very recent, Kelly Holland, who was the president of Penthouse. I believe that was her title. It was president. She was the boss. Let's go with that. Yeah. Just recently purchased Penthouse. And so she is now the owner of Penthouse.
I'm very happy for that.
Kelly is, and I already have a job, so I don't really have to kiss her ass in any way. I've always respected Kelly a lot. I think she's a very powerful woman, a very well-spoken woman, and I hope to in the coming years to learn a lot more from her. What have you learned from, if anything, what have you learned from Kelly Holland?
First of all, you want to say something?
I was going to say, first of all, you didn't learn to stay away from Mo. So what did you learn that was positive?
Wait, did you help get me hired?
Exactly. I'm always behind the scenes.
Did you put her on your recommendations?
Yeah, no. So when they were looking, did you say, how's this Mo? Did anybody ask you how I am?
No, I just know everything.
Okay. She has the key that opens all doors.
Exactly.
Yeah. I must say that... part of me being Penthouse Pet of the Year, I got to travel and I got to go to France twice, to Cannes, and I got to spend a lot of time with Kelly by myself, one-on-one. And she has so many great points and visions. And I feel that I share the same vision as she does. It's all about making the girls feel good with themselves. It's all about the pretty girls, the make them happy. The footage will be so much better if the girl just actually love what she does. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. And Penthouse is all about this class. It's all about, yes, sexuality, obviously, nudity, but it's all in very artistic way. So this is what I learned from her. Mm-hmm. I mean, I learned, and I actually made myself even stronger in the way I think, mm-hmm. in the way I think how I represent myself, how I represent the company, and I'm happy to share the same views as she does.
Now, I like asking this question. It's always something, and I think it's for any age. Now, obviously, Penthouse is a certain period of time. Obviously, pornography is a certain period of time.
Yeah.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
What I want to be when I grow up.
Mm-hmm. What's your future career goal? What do you want to do?
You know, I am a business person. So for me, everything is about business at the end of the day.
Monkey business?
What is monkey business? Well, I just want to be always challenge myself to be a better business person, to create some different companies maybe in the future. I like to direct also. Mm-hmm. So uh-oh. I would love to direct more.
You know, you have a connection over at Penthouse. Yes. Her name's Kelly Holland.
I know.
you should get into directing.
Yes.
Especially if you have a vision for like how you like to see things and performances and stuff like that. You should just get into it, you know?
Yeah, I need to, before I do something more professionally, I really want to research. I really want to get the knowledge that is necessary to be able to do my job better. So,
internships, be an intern.
Yeah. Be an intern. So right now I don't have the time to do this because it's part of Penthouse is working, being the talent, going around the world,
exactly,
talking to people, and
when that time
have
comes,
fun.
When that time kind of winds down, you can start learning. Then get ready for the next chapter.
Oh, of course, there's always something else to do. I always do other things.
Exactly. So. Very good.
Well, Layla, I am going to. Have you ever heard of a show called Inside the Actor's Studio?
It's on Bravo
Sounds
TV.
Familiar.
It's on Bravo. It hasn't been on in a while, but it's been around.
basically it's an interview with actors and different people, and the host asks the same 10 questions at the end of each episode.
Ooh.
And so we are totally pirating, stealing, and I like to declare this so that I feel better about myself.
Are you ready for the answers? Because it might be something you don't want to hear.
So these are short, easy answers. Okay. It's easy questions. It's just fun getting to know you type questions.
Cool. All
ready?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Be honest.
Oh, my God.
What is your favorite word?
Exciting.
What is your least favorite word?
Lies.
What turns you on?
Watching people having sex.
What turns you off?
Shitting. Is this true?
I've never heard that answer, and I have to say, I think she's right. Like, I've heard a lot of answers, and that's a good one.
That was the best I think I will ever get. Yeah. What sound do you love?
Holy shit, birds.
What sound do you hate?
A baby cry. Oh. Sorry.
I thought it was going to be shitting.
Exactly. That sound.
What is your favorite curse word?
My favorite? Fuck you.
What profession other than yours would you like to attempt?
I don't know.
President of the United States.
That's what I was thinking about. President of the United States.
What profession would you not like to do?
Shitting. Cleaning shit.
A janitor. Like, right?
Just shit.
Oh, wait. I was just thinking, you know what she's afraid to do? Is the women who, which I have gone to, who do colonics. I just, you know, like the women who do colonics. You don't want to do that job. It's always women, too.
Yeah, and I need to do it, by the way.
Yeah. First time I had a colonic was with the hottest girl I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
And I was like, how are you doing this job? This is like, you shouldn't be doing this job. And she was just gorgeous. And I was like, I'm getting a colonic from this beautiful girl.
I never did it, and I want to get it done.
You should try it. It's very good for you. Very healthy.
Totally.
Very healthy.
I'm excited. Wow. Having something stick in my ass.
Yeah.
This has gone water. Off.
Clean jam. Clean jam. Sorry, I interrupt the questions. Go ahead.
And here's a deep question. Are you ready?
Shit.
You ready?
Okay.
If, and I repeat, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
You're in the VIP section, baby.
Nice. Layla Sin, Penthouse Pet of the Year for 2015 and bleeding over into 2016.
Do the part where you were just coming, introducing the goodbye.
Okay.
Go.
Layla Sin, thank you so much for coming out. I really appreciate you doing
thank
the show.
You.
Where can your fans find you out there on the interwebs?
All right. So Layla Sin XXX on Twitter and Layla Sin on Instagram. I try to post as much as possible. Pictures, funny pictures, and just fun stuff.
Very nice. Mr. Avery, do you have anything you can plug?
Not really. Oh, stupidlifecoach.com.
There we go. Stupidlifecoach.com. Well, Layla Sin, thank you so much for coming out. My name is Mo Reese. You've been listening to More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. Check out my Instagram. It is The Average Mo. And if you want to see everything, check out TheAverageMo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye.